we got on the agenda today, but
we're on the team, but we're not in the game.
I'm overseas. You gonna just take them overseas? Yo.
All right, welcome into episode 10 of the Walk-Ons podcast. Y'all say hi to IG.
Say hello. You're supposed to say, I am the host.
I am the host.
Clay Cunningham. Yeah, come on, man. Not Cade Cunningham, mm-hmm. Clay Cunningham.
Yeah, they know who Cade is. they don't know who I am.
I was just posting this to IG.
No, you're good.
Go ahead. Well, I'm listening. What you got in mind? I was going to see if they had some more questions. I was going to have them send this in case they had some.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to have them send them to you, though. I'm going to say, yeah, spam Clay. Don't spam me. We podding.
Because you're already popular enough,
Not nothing to do with that. We podding. Spam Clay. Clay, if you have questions.
Yikes. Everybody's about to hit me up now.
If you have B-ball, I'm going to say topics/... questions, because we for the people, right?
We are.
That's what I thought.
We are for the people.
We potting spam, man. Clay Cunningham. That's so good, because they be wanting to spam me, but they got to spam you. Like,
yeah, I really probably shouldn't admit this. I respond to every DM.
See? I do a really good job responding. But Clay and Laney do a much better job responding. I don't know what it is. Like, they're you guys are just good about that. It seems.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a responder, so no matter who it is, like, if it's somebody I don't even like, I still have to be the last one to get my word in.
Yeah, I'm one who likes to sleep, especially at nighttime, so I probably won't respond to anybody, except you, Mom, if you're watching. Shouts to Mom.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and y'all, you know, but, yeah.
Yeah, I know I annoy the heck out of you at night.
Bro, you good, bro.
I called this man three times in about a 5-minute span.
Yeah,
to
I
talk
kept
about
answering too. Did I keep? Yeah, see?
Yeah, you did. You did
that's
that.
What I'm saying. I need. Hey, come on, man.
Yeah, we can
clap it up
to
friendship.
Clap it up for friendship.
Clap
yeah.
it up to Laney down here crying. But
yeah, hey, but we talked about why teamwork's important on Laney's channel. Go peep her podcast. We'll leave a little info card up right here. Click that thing.
Okay.
So
yeah, all right, let's get it.
We hadn't talked about the NBA in a while.
Okay,
but not a lot's really happened. So Iman Shumpert is back.
Heck yeah, with Brooklyn.
League.
That's what I'm talking about.
So let me get your kind of take on this. A lot of people, we can kind of compare it to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I don't keep up with football. You agree?
Yeah,
you
I don't. You know,
I don't keep up with pro football. Only time I keep up with college football is when the Hawks play.
Yep,
that's
same.
Really it. And the national championship and all that other stuff. So you got Iman Shumpert who, let's be real, he was out of the league, been out of the league for a little bit.
Yep.
But you got KD, Kyrie.
James Harden.
Dinwiddie.
DeAndre
is he still there?
Jordan.
DeAndre
yeah.
Jordan.
Dinwiddie's hurt, though.
Okay, so
he won't be playing this year.
Okay, so he hadn't been playing this year. So you look at Tampa Bay. They went and obviously got Tom Brady.
Yep.
But I think Tom Brady said, I want Gronk.
Yep.
I want Antonio Brown.
Yep.
I already have Mike Evans.
Yep.
And then Godwin. So can we kind of compare – you know, whoever it was in Brooklyn that was like, I want this dude, and this dude, and this dude. Because the only person that everybody accuses of saying they want this is LeBron.
Yeah.
And, I mean, let's be real. Most of the moves the Lakers made, I don't think that
from LeBron.
Yeah, I don't think management was going to make those.
No, it was for sure LeBron.
So, how legitimate, and this is not even a question, how legitimate are Kevin Durant's rings?
What the heck? Where is that? Why'd you just flip the switch like that? What just happened? I thought you were going to ask me if they were similar to Tampa Bay or something.
They are. They're similar to Tampa Bay. That's my point. Obviously, Tom Brady, he's won six, right? He did that at a place up north, and now he came down to sunny Florida, and he's there, they're in the Super Bowl.
Vacationing for a long time, and he decided to win one more, maybe.
A very highly paid vacation.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So... And a lot of people are going to say, I've seen a lot of criticism on Tom Brady of saying, yeah, you went to Tampa, but you got all these other guys. That was my point.
Oh, word.
Kyrie and KD.
Nah, it's not the same.
It's not the same?
Promise it's not. KD ain't making moves quite like that, I don't think. Just based off his personality. His personality doesn't scream that to me. LeBron's does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, he's real like, okay, this needs to be in place here.
Right.
KD kind of just like, hey, man, whatever you want to say, I'm going to just hoop. I might make a burner account and hit you that way, pause. But I'm not, even when they, now this could be, sometimes I get in the habit of taking people's words to like,
mm-hmm.
like I take them for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
When he was talking about the Harden thing early on, he was like, hey, man, it is what it is. If Harden decides to come, we'll be happy to have him. If he don't, we got to steal hoop.
Right.
I think that was legit. I felt like okay. that was legit by KD. Yeah, because nobody really thought it was going to happen but me and you probably. I kind of figured Harden would end up over there, honestly.
I mean, we talked about it.
Or the Warriors.
We talked about it. Yeah, no. Golly.
Y'all don't want to see that either.
I don't. Please, please, whoever, veto that trade like y'all did CP and Kobe.
And they need to send Bradley Beal to the Warriors. But I get into all that later, bro. See, you don't want to talk really like that.
No.
Not late at night.
No. I want to talk about Brad Beal. I mean.
He needs to go to the Warriors. Well, okay, well, let's finish this first. I'm sorry. I'm jumping around. What are you about to say?
You're good. So I kind of want to touch on that. Obviously, Kevin Durant's a nice guy. You met him, right?
Yeah,
super cool. Super cool dude.
Our personalities are pretty similar.
Really?
Yeah, I have a burner account as well.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You get talking crazy about me, my burner account is activated immediately. Don't start talking crazy, and I can't say nothing.
So you're not blocking people, you're just hitting them with the burner?
Both,
okay.
Yeah. Cool. I'm blocking and then burner account activate. Like, I switch right over after I block.
Okay, cool. I would love to have been able to interview KD. That shoe that y'all went and shot that stuff.
I don't know where are you going with this now. You're starting. Okay, everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no. But he be trying to get me. You got to watch him.
But my question is, you went to the Warriors.
Yep.
Was the man, obviously.
For sure.
Now you're at the Nets with two more All-Stars.
Yep.
And you're kind of building a team. Are his rings? I mean, this is what people are going to look at 20 years from now when they're like, "Is KD the greatest of all time?" Because whenever LeBron decides to retire,
yeah, KD's
whenever
next
that
up.
Is,
yeah,
right. KD's next up, and it's very, very crazy for me to try to comprehend the fact that KD is not the face of the league because a 37-year-old LeBron or 36-year-old LeBron James, however old he is.
Why?
Because look, most dudes that are that old are on their way out. This guy is making he just won a championship for LA.
Yeah, it's different though. It's LeBron.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Anyway, I'm trying to have the argument 20 years before. So y'all can come back 20 years in the future.
Yeah, we're going to be old as, oh my, don't come back. No, I don't even want to.
Bro, I'm going to be 44.
Bro, what? I'm going to be, what, 47?
I can't even fathom that. Anyway, so.
Be damn near 50 talking about Clay. What you think about the Warriors? Like, no, I don't, bro. We not talking at 50. Man, we could talk about something else. Like some.
Yeah. Clay and Jay in the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, so how tarnished do you think his rings are going to be, given the fact that he's played on two super teams?
I guess from the masses, very tarnished. From a regular Joe like me, nah. Hey, I'm with it. Keep winning them rings any way possible. That's my thought.
Yeah, I agree.
Get Harden over there. I say if you got a chance to get Bradley Beal, I say you bring him over.
Do
if
whatever you can. Free our man Bradley Beal, man.
Free that man Brad, man. If you got a chance to get, let's see, who else? I know there were rumors about JaVale McGee. They need another center. He's got championship DNA at this point. Bring him over. Maybe even Luka.
Nah.
Do what you got to do.
Keep Luka in Dallas, man.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Keep Luka in Dallas. But my point there is I'm not looking at it quite like how everybody else does. Mm-hmm. I think the rings for the Warriors are legit because he was getting buckets for the Warriors.
Right, yeah.
Can't neglect buckets. Right. So, therefore, the rings are legit. He was pulling up from hella far. A lot of people can't do that. He was the first person, in my opinion, to make LeBron feel like LeBron put on that cast after they played that one year. I was like, yeah, that's you know, I don't think LeBron was hurt, but LeBron put on the cast, bro. That's not a LeBron. Nobody else did that.
Yeah,
LeBron didn't lose and had to go get a cast or something to make up something, you know?
Yeah.
They were putting in the work. They would have won. They would have beat the Raptors if he didn't get hurt. Yeah. They're legit, man, because he's a legit bucket. So I gotta be honest about that. That's my opinion, though. A lot of people don't agree with that, but, you know, I stand strong with KD, man. KD's my guy.
Yeah, of course. And you've had a chance to – obviously, y'all didn't get – you know, you didn't get to sit around and drink a Monster or whatever and talk, but
yeah,
y'all got to be on set. And yeah, he loves Monster. Come on now. Do you know your friend?
That is true.
Yeah. Come on now. Here she go. She got mad. Easy. This is a family show. Anyway, so I agree with you. I don't think his rings are as tarnished as people think they will, because people always got to look for an answer to hate, a reason to hate.
Yep.
I'm one of them. I mean, I didn't want Sharif to be that good, and we went to watch him, and I was like, okay, Jay, yeah he's amazing. He's that good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to pick your thought. I wanted to pick your brain on that. I think they give KD all the credit for the championship they won in Golden State. Do you think he deserves all the credit?
No.
Why not?
Because they had Steph that was hooping too. Steph was still going crazy. Not as crazy as he will go this season or continue to go.
Walk off.
You know?
We need the button.
We do need the button.
I need to make something.
Yeah. It was a crazy stat earlier that was like, per 75 games with Kelly Oubre off the floor, Steph is averaging like 38.
So is Kelly Oubre the problem for the Warriors?
To me, no. But, okay. You know, again, this is some people who just come up with stats like this. Either way, it was crazy, though. I was like, God, 38.
Bro, how bored do you have to be to come up with stats like that?
Man, I don't know, man.
Or do you just love numbers?
I think so. I think it's just some real analytical people who can just do it.
I can't do it.
I can't either.
I'm be honest with you. So staying on the topic of Brooklyn, did you see the Wizards win the other night?
Yes, let's please talk about that.
Was that how personal was that for Russ?
Very. And that's cool, because I'm glad you used the word personal, because so many people were hitting me up and was like, stop sleeping on Russ. I'm not sleeping on Russ. He had a good game against, somebody who left them in the past. So, of course, he had to turn up. Sometimes you're just going to, for example, I'm sure you guys have been in a similar situation where you was just like, okay, I got this chip on my shoulder for this reason. I got to perform my best. I'm going to play my hardest this time.
Right.
That's all that was for Russ. I'm glad he, you know, got it. He wasn't even in a slump. I'm glad he was just able to kind of be himself, and that's what that took. And, you know, a lot of people were saying that I was hating, I guess, from like a house video or something, because I said, you know, his numbers aren't the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me hating. They aren't the same. They won't be the same.
No.
Because Brad Beal is over there. However, yeah, man, that was good. Like, I was happy for Russ. I didn't like that, you know, the way the game ended was kind of like,
back to, like, a bucket and then a turnover?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's almost kind of scripted.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm – see, you don't want to – we can't take it there, because then they going to cancel the whole YouTube channel. But it almost was, though, man. It was almost like, we need a good story tonight. Let's, let's let this happen. And that man handed Russ the ball pretty much. Like, here you go, bro. Shoot.
Yeah, he like threw it out of bounds. Shout out to his teammate that hustled to the corner, got it to him, and I mean, he had three.
It was a good ass shot, though.
Battery's
blinking on this one, though.
Oh, the battery's blinking. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, replace batteries, and we'll be right back. Now we're back from our battery change. So, staying on the topic of how personal that was for Russ, I mean, it gives the league good ratings. I agree. I hated how the game ended.
Yeah, me too.
It kind of sucks, but I was glad to see them get a win. I mean, you definitely could tell he was letting the bench know. I don't know their whole situation between Russ and KD. I don't know if their relationship will ever be better. I don't know if they got something going on behind the scenes. It's like, hey, let's keep this going because the league likes that.
No, I think they cool now.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, they were talking the first time they played each other. KD and Russ was talking. They doing the whole like thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think they cool. They just get real competitive with each other, though.
Yeah, there's a sense of camaraderie. I wonder what that practice was like in Oklahoma City. When you had all three of them,
that's true.
I bet it was wild.
Nah, for real.
That is insane to kind of think about that. All three of those guys have gone on to win an MVP.
But Harden didn't play though.
Well, he's sixth man.
Did he play? Harden did play. I'm saying this last game.
Oh no, I don't think so.
Okay,
I thought you were talking about Oklahoma City.
I'm pretty sure
he was like sixth man of the year.
No, he was going crazy.
Then decided to.
I am the man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he rightfully so. That is a great question, actually.
What?
So Micah Reed asked us a while ago. He said, is there a difference between being an offensive threat and a bucket? I'm asking because I just found out Steph is ranked 97th all-time scoring. Harden is sitting at 36.
Really?
Can you fact check that?
Shoot.
Appreciate what y'all do, sideways smiley face.
Ooh, that's a take.
But I mean,
it's not even a take then.
That's a great question though. Is there a difference between being an offensive threat and being a bucket? I think they're kind of one in the same.
Yeah, but based off that it is.
But how different is it though?
You can be an offensive threat but not be. No, you can't really.
Can't you?
I don't know. I mean,
can you?
I would think kind of more so is like if I'm an offensive threat, like maybe I can shoot the ball. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe put it down and score. Being a bucket, I think you can do everything.
So, yeah. So that's a three-level score.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. We have an update. Is that true?
Yes. James Harden is 36.
James Harden is sitting at 36. Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
Holy cow. Is sitting like at what? 42? 42.
Chris Paul 58.
Okay, CP at 58.
What is this again?
This is all-time scoring. This is all-time scoring. So Steph is at 96. So maybe he passed somebody since the comment. Or did the comment say 96? Yeah.
He had a lot of things going on early in the career, though, with the ankles and stuff. That's the only reason why, honestly.
Yeah.
It really is. However, I didn't expect that.
That is a significant jump. It really is.
No, it is. For sure.
He's got it. I wonder what Harden has been averaging those years.
So you're saying you can be a bucket and you got to score at all three levels. Three-level score is a bucket.
I think a bucket can do it all. I think an offensive threat, there's probably, you know, there's levels to it. He's a shooter. He's a driver.
Yeah, yeah. It's you can be an offensive threat, but your threat could be like I'm a slasher. Like,
right.
I like that. Right. Man, that's good. That's really good.
Because we've got so-and-so in the corner. He's an offensive threat, but we got to go double the bucket.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. This is a really, really good question, though.
Who is that?
Micah Reed. Clap it up for Micah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can do that. We have a couple. We had a couple
We didn't talk about Brad Beal, though. Not really.
Not. What else is there to say?
Yeah, because he did say he didn't really want to leave. That could be
falsified news. The PR person was in his ear.
That's what all that is.
Yeah.
Send him to the Warriors, man. Dude, it could work for Kelly Oubre and Andrew Wiggins.
It's just not fair, though.
Right now it is.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but Warriors. Shout out to Bradley Beal. Honestly, I don't know how Russell Westbrook is as a teammate to play with, but if nobody wants to play with you, and Brad Beal's making it happen.
It says a lot.
I think it's doing a lot for marketability for Russ.
Man, I think you got to send Bradley Beal to either the Warriors or the Clippers.
You just want PG to get a ring.
Yeah, that's true. That's why, you're absolutely right. So, Brad Beal, Bro D, if you're listening, you can go over there. It ain't gonna be no big deal. I get a jersey and everything too. So
I've got one message and three requests already.
Okay, that's it.
So far.
Man, they slacking.
What do you mean? I don't know. With the most recent evolution of how the game is played, with much more 3-point attempts and a higher pace, where do you predict the game is going next? We did cover this in one of our other episodes.
Cool, because I really wasn't like I'm like what. Like my, I was like,
"Do you think positionless basketball is here to stay?"
Oh yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that.
Of course.
Yeah, man, he saw the pie. He wanted to just have us read that again.
I mean, that's fine. Somebody sent me something. We need to do it. It was a build your own team, and you get like $15.
Oh, I like those
$5 players are this much. Mm-hmm. I can't remember where it was. I'll have to find it. We will. We'll come back to that, but. You wanted to talk more about Brad Beal? Is he going to be an all-star this year, bro?
Man, yes. Yeah, he will. Or I'm going to have to do something. Yeah, he will, though.
But, like, at what point are we going to...
This point?
We're just going to call it right now?
We're calling it, bro. Yep. Brought to you by the walk-on spot. Bradley Beal will be an all-star.
Okay. We will see.
I need that button that's going...
that jump. I feel you. The bomb. Oh, one thing we didn't cover, it has nothing to do with NBA. Shout out to Arkansas women's basketball.
Man, for sure. Took down UConn. Shout outs to Am.
You know what we should really do? We should really highlight the people that we trained with over the summer.
Yeah, we had some people in there, bro. That's how I got as good as I did over the summer. Seriously. Yeah. They don't even know. Like,
they don't. And what sucks is that, like, we wanted to do it out of respect for them because we couldn't record them.
I know.
Name, image, and likeness, man. Y'all gotta go. Y'all gotta get rid of that rule.
A lot of the great sessions couldn't be filmed, bro.
The content would have been insane.
I know.
And if Houston ain't tripping, we can, you know.
That. Yeah. Shout out to Reggie.
Man,
he played well the other night. I know we're going back to college.
Ten and five, man.
Yeah, he had that in the first half, so they kind of hold him.
Yeah, they stopped going to him.
For sure.
They stopped going to him.
He had two, like, left-hand post hook moves, like, back-to-back. I was like, okay, Reggie's working out there.
No, yeah, he really is. I would love to see him change his game and go on to maybe, like, a stretch four.
He can easily do that,
too. He can,
bro.
They don't know, but. I have seen practice footage when he was at Arkansas. I watched him every day.
Yeah.
Watched him every day in practice. The kid can handle the ball. He can move.
If we would have had Reggie for the Hogs, bro, You know how crazy our team would be?
Real quick question. You think Reggie can guard Cade?
Yes. He can, though. If he go with the not full court,
no,
half court setting, yes, bro. For real. I know it sounds crazy. Because he can – bro, listen. I know people be thinking I just be talking. But, nah, he can guard a lot of people.
He can.
They don't get it, bro. Because he got that ability to, if he get beat, to go get it off the glass. And that's the difference, really. You can beat him, but you ain't really beat him like you think, bro.
No.
I'm not saying I'm nothing like a Cade, but.
It's wild. It really is.
But, man, like, I think he can. I think he can for real.
I think he could, too. I really do. I mean, shout out to Reggie, man. He's been working. Shout out to Destiny. Shout out to Amber.
Yeah.
Shout out to Taylor. Taylor Thomas. Staple of winning that game. She was plus 17 on the floor and held she held like 5 points. UConn big girls.
Tough.
5 points. The starter fouled out.
Yeah, she held it down then. Arkansas for sure doesn't win that without her.
No, runs like a deer. I mean, hey, that heat check by Amber at the third.
Come on, man. See? They ain't trying to see, man.
Y'all go back and watch the highlights.
Them ladies be hooping, bro, on some real stuff, man. It's different out there.
They really do. So we're gonna get back into the NBA. I know. Sorry, the college tangent. We should have saved that for our other college show. But
no, it might still fit. You just see.
Yeah,
I mean,
pause.
Yeah, pause. Oh man, GG.
Dino, I can't. I don't. I hope I don't butcher your last name, bro. Berkich. He wants us to talk about how good his man Zach LaVine is in the Chicago Bulls. I feel like Chicago gets blackballed by the NBA and most large NBA networks.
Really?
I feel the exact same way.
Really?
Yes, bro. Because
why?
Bobby and Dan are not Zach LaVine talent, but I mean, Bobby was a first round pick. He was buried on the depth chart for so long.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
And Dan, obviously, Daniel didn't go in the first round, did he, Laney?
Yeah.
He did? Oh, sorry, Dan, if you watch this. I would love to get a workout out in with you, but.
He'll be down for that, I think.
I think so. Dan's a cool dude.
Yeah, he seems pretty cool.
Like, video game nerd.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he'll own it. He was in a marching band.
Oh, that's dope.
No, round two.
Okay, I thought so.
Sorry.
They had to convince him to play basketball in ninth grade.
I remember that. I remember that story.
He's 7 feet tall.
That's what's up, man.
Jump out the gym. You're athletic.
Nah, yeah. I remember them stories.
Wild.
Hey, man.
I wish I could have that one clip of that dunk in practice on Reggie. Maybe it wasn't really on Reggie. He started from one side and finished on the other side.
Oh, that's
tough. Reggie jumped past. Anyway, so back to Zach LaVine. We're getting off on a tangent here. This is great. This would be great if we had a live show.
Yeah, it would be.
But stay tuned for that. maybe. Anyway, so back to Zach LaVine. I mean, this guy – is just destroying the league.
Yeah.
I mean, he's up. He's averaging up there with, like, Brad Beal, which, by the way, Brad Beal averaged 30 last year. He's now averaging 35 right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, he's an all-star for sure.
But so to my point on Chicago, I feel as if maybe, and I don't know if maybe I'm reaching.
Yeah.
But if you watch The Last Dance, I know I said Last Chance last time. Last Chance You and Last Dance got mixed up. Anyway, if you watch The Last Dance documentary, Chicago was all the hype because of Michael.
Yep.
When Michael left the last time, I feel like the NBA at that point was like, there'll never be another guy like that to play for that franchise.
No, that's probably true, but I don't think once D. Rose came back, they were showing mad love to Chicago.
They were. Well, nobody had seen a point guard like D. Rose in a while, in a long time.
So you're saying it takes something phenomenal for them to show the love like that? Is that what you're saying about the
organization? Yeah, and even at that point, you've got Zach LaVine, who's 6-whatever. He's above 6'4", 6'5". I think he's like 6'7", honestly. Like a cool 6'7".
That's crazy. I thought he was like 6'5".
Maybe he's 6'5". I don't know. Let us know in the comments, respectively. That's just hooping. And they're not winning games, but the pub, there's got to be something there. Like, I feel like the reason why Brad Beal.
Oh, this is blinking too.
That one's blinking too?
No, something was. We good now. My fault.
Oh, okay. So, sorry about that. But back to, like, I just feel like in today's media age, if you're not on TV, you don't get pub. You don't get hype.
That's true.
You can put up numbers, and they don't care.
That is true. I got to agree with that.
Because Brad Beal's putting up however many, but Steph's out here hooping on a team without Klay.
Yeah. Yep.
What are you going to watch, the Warriors or the Wizards?
Warriors, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Be honest. Yeah.
So, but you don't feel like Chicago's blackballed?
No, I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, you got guys putting numbers up like that, and they're not getting the recognition for what they.
The only thing is they aren't winning, though. That's the difference, though. You have to win.
Okay, yeah. So winning counts. So if Brad Beal's not winning, he's not an all-star?
No, he's for sure an all-star. But that's why he's not getting on. That's why he's not on TV.
That's why you got to buy an NBA league pass. I see what you're saying. Yeah. You're on league pass. Yeah.
You got to buy the league pass joint.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yep.
So good question here from Cal Chase 3. If you could play with one guy, dead or alive, who would it be and why? For the pod. I got to screenshot this.
Man, these questions are always so tough.
I honestly would love to have played with Michael just to watch it. Because I was born in 96, so I never really got to experience that time of the NBA.
See, I want to play with somebody I get along with. We wouldn't get along, I don't think. Like, damn, you ain't got no defense? I'm like, yo, Mike, chill out, bro. I'm 5'9". I'm trying to hold it down. You got to help me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think we would get along on the court. I'm thinking somebody like, I need somebody kind of cool. Like,
everything okay?
Oh, the camera's hot.
Oh, it's overheating. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, man, how much time we got?
We're good, but I don't know if it'll shut down.
It might, so we probably need to wrap it up, kind of.
Okay.
Do you think we can ask that question? Is that a good question?
Our bench cut, prom tree. Mm-mm.
No. All right, next.
I knew they ain't trying.
What about the second one? What about the second one? The unbiased.
That's whack too.
Nah. Okay. All right. Never mind.
They both better than me. So.
Oh, whatever.
All right. Yep. So if I could take one player to hoop with, probably Ricky Rubio currently. He was real nice on the court. Not like real nice on the court, but like real friendly on the court. So I was like, what's his name? The rookie messed up. Did you see that clip? Mm-mm. The rookie, bro. Rookie.
I'm
what's his name, bro? You know. Dude, crazy. Let me see.
I was thinking of the
draft
past.
Pick this year.
For the
Timberwolves.
Bro, I have no idea.
That's crazy. Lanny, can you help us real quick? Anyway.
While we're waiting on that one.
he. Oh, you want another question? You got another question?
No, go for it.
No, he messed up. Ricky Rubio talked to him and was just like, yo, man, it's all good. It was late in the game. He tricked off the whole game. He gave him, like, some good advice, made him feel good on the court after. The next game, I'm pretty sure he went crazy. Hmm. That's the type of person I want to play ball with.
Okay, so but Draymond does that with James Wiseman. Did you see the clip of him saying, you know, you got to have your hands ready, you got to see the ball, because then I got you one-on-one with Marc Gasol. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
The only thing is he shoots like he got a backpack on. So by default, I'm not going to take his advice
seriously.
I honestly
don't think I can recreate that jump shot. I would love to try.
So there's that kid that got traded to the Thunder. So you're not talking about him?
No, it's like number two. He went top five in the draft.
Oh.
Anthony Edwards, he went number one. How do we not know that? We got to cut the whole pod, like, just keep clapping.
Wow.
Like, Anthony Edwards, bro. Anthony Edwards tricked off one of the games.
Yeah. And I always get in modes of like, okay, did they come from overseas? Are they Euro guys? What's going on? I totally forgot about Ant-Man.
I spaced too, but yeah, bro.
Please don't unsubscribe.
Yeah, please. We working all the kinks out, man.
That was so bad.
But yeah, he messed up one game, bro, and Ricky Rubio had his back. That's the type of person I want to hoop on the court with.
Okay. I mean, I'll take that. I would like to experience maybe a legend. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel
the urban legend of Michael.
You know,
I take Shaq too, or Kobe. Honestly, Kobe, because you can't get that back now.
That's a good answer. Know? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think I'll change it to Kobe.
I think I'll go Kobe too.
But anyway,
Ricky Rubio is a close second.
So we have two kind of questions here that are the same. Well, this will be our last question. We kind of got a shorter pod today.
Yeah.
But Lucas Worcester. Sorry, guys. I'm horrible with this stuff. Said, what's the most important thing you've learned from working as a team manager or a trainer? So that was directed towards me. But let me turn around and ask that to you. What do you think is the most valuable thing you've learned from a trainer, a basketball trainer?
That's a pretty hefty question. Right now, if we keeping it like in here, the most important thing I think I learned from you is probably the push out and my base. Just to play it safe. But, just died.
Change or charge battery.
Oh. So. Interesting.
But, yeah, go ahead, though. You can finish. Let them know.
Okay, so Jay's camera died. We are we're working out the kinks here. You can put the Black Magic on there. If you wanted to. So Jay's camera died, but they can hear you.
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
Okay, so anyway, he's saying that, so the base is what.
Yeah, that helped me a lot, especially over the summer.
Base and the push out. I will say the push out is.
That's my thing.
It's probably a pretty, one of the more underrated. Shout out to Laney. Look at Laney working back here.
Woohoo!
Anyway.
Oh, Laney.
One of the more used things that you've implemented.
Yeah. I almost use it like every time.
Yeah, well, it's a read. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was that question. And then the last question from, where was it? Did it come back on?
No, I found a battery in the 5D.
Oh, did the camera come back on, though?
Yes.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
That is what's up. I've been saying that because of you.
Oh, yeah, take it and run with it. That's what's up.
Okay. All right. Sorry for that, guys. Well, you won't hear that anyway. The last question, we were talking about what was the most important thing you learned. You said the push out and your base.
Yep.
So base. To build off that question, Zah.Ron, my God. Says, with all the technology and free content we have currently, which, if you want some free content, go subscribe to Better Basketball Training.
Woo! Yeah, do that.
Shameless plug. We're going to start putting stuff back out there, guys. I promise you. We're also working on a stay around next month and you'll find out.
Is there?
With all the technology and free content we currently have, do you think getting a trainer is necessary to help you get better?
Yeah, I do. Not if it's too expensive, but you always want some. I'm really big on finding somebody else to help hold myself accountable. So even just outside of that person being very knowledgeable, sometimes it's just better to go to the gym with somebody else. Sometimes it's just better to train with somebody else because it gives you a different dynamic. It gives you a different feel. It gives you a different perspective. Okay. You saw things that I think in my game that I didn't see or I wouldn't have been able to see. And I'm pissed that I didn't ask you about this earlier. Like, I'm 27. Like, damn, I got to change this now. Like, if I would have just came to you 5 years ago, I'm 22.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different ballgame. Go Hogs. I'm probably running out. Yeah. You know, I'm probably on the bench with it, but I'm doing cool. something. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different type of feel for me. That's how I feel. Now, again, it kind of depends on the circumstances. If it's too expensive and you don't have the means to, by all means, you got to get it how you live. You got to do your own thing. So
I think at the same time, it is something that is very hard. Like on our basketball page, the Better Basketball Training, which go follow again, but we advertise custom workouts, mm-hmm. which has kind of been something that is very hard to actually put something out that's going to make somebody better. I can see this on Instagram. I can see that on YouTube, and I can try to do it. But if I can't figure out how to make it translate to my game, then yeah, I need a trainer. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of piggybacks on what you were saying is having somebody there to hold you accountable. And I think if people aren't misconceiving, you don't mean like, hey, you need to get in the gym. Like, let's get mm-hmm. in the gym. You mean like, hey, you're doing this. You're doing that. Fix this. Tweak this.
Yep.
That's good. Change this. Keep doing this. Whatever.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I do agree. I think if you can afford a trainer, or if you can find a way to make what you see online translate to your game, I think you'll be fine.
Yep.
I don't think you necessarily need a trainer, but a trainer definitely helps.
I agree. Yeah. Same thing.
And sure. there's one other question that I can't remember. Sorry, I'm not going to be able to find it. It's from like 6 videos ago. I think I can do it with some digging. But what do you think is the most important aspect of skill development right now?
That's a tough question too.
So if you're a young person, let's say young kid, what do you think is the most important thing a young kid needs to be working on?
Oh, the fundamentals for sure. Is that too vague?
What aspect of the fundamentals?
Me personally, I would probably work on, this is going to sound, I'm going to try to be as, I would work on being ambidextrous.
That's very slept on.
I'm just going to keep it there. Because once you can do something with both hands, that just transfers to just being a better, player overall.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was ambidextrous. I wish I would have took more time to, as I was younger, to do more than just the traditional try to push it up with the left hand layup type.
Yeah.
Type stuff. I don't want to cuss, but
no, you're good.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I would focus on trying to be ambidextrous, and again, that breaks down into ball handling, shooting with both hands,
mm-hmm.
all of that.
So you wanted to shoot with the left hand too?
Man, if you can. You remember when Nate Robinson hurt himself? He went to the line, knocked down the free throws with his left. Kobe did it too.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of those guys, though, kind of. I mean, I've heard rumors that, well, Chelsea Dungy on the girls' team, she's left-handed. Like, she writes left-handed.
See, yeah, that's.
She shoots right-handed. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people in the league are kind of that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, I think LeBron writes left-handed. Maybe I'm tripping. I don't know. People are gonna think I'm a LeBron fanatic. I just bring that dude up all the time.
That's cool.
Anyway,
LeBron's tough.
He is very tough.
Oh, man.
But I agree. I think if you're not comfortable using both hands, I think you need to work on dribbling.
Yep.
Got to be able to handle the ball.
That's coming from a shooter, by the way.
Yeah, I can't handle the ball. I can't handle the ball under pressure. I'm not very good at working stuff off screens. You know, like. I'm good at making reads, mm-hmm. and I can shoot, but I can't handle the ball. So in today's system, if I was really good, I would have to have, like, is long-range dead-eye a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it
deep,
is?
Deep-range dead-eye.
Deep-range. Okay, cool. I don't play 2K. I need to, though. But
I haven't played in months now. But,
so, from the aspect of being a shooter now, I wouldn't be getting highly recruited, I don't think. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, though, bro.
I mean, if you're a sniper, yeah, maybe. But if you can't do anything else.
That's true. I feel you there.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm going to get a D2 offer, not a D1 offer.
Yeah, I feel right? you. Yeah.
I can shoot the three, and I can play defense. Okay, maybe mid-major, low major.
Yeah.
I can shoot the three, play defense, make good decisions, and I'm a good teammate. Okay, maybe mid-major. I can do all of that and put it on the floor. I'm D1.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
You see what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's one of the more important aspects of the game.
The handle.
Yep. Like, developing that. If you're more, you know, mature and you're in high school, find out what your weakest link is and start working on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have so many people in my DMs asking me, like, what do you and Jay work on? We work on what he's not good at.
Yep, which is a lot of left-handed stuff.
Yeah, so. Y'all will see in his videos coming out, you know, we've been back in the gym a couple weeks at it now.
Yep, but, and shooting.
Oh, yeah, shooting. You have to always make sure the good stuff you're good at, you keep doing to continue to build the habit and keep the habit. It's like riding. It's not like riding a bike.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta lock in on it, man. That's good, though. That's good. I'm glad to answer some of these questions because I know a lot of you guys may need some type of help. But, again, it's going to come down to what you need.
Right.
That's the important part of it, really.
Mm-hmm. And your Instagram trainer is not going to be able to tell you what you need.
Mm-mm. We can try to help, but, you know. I need Clay to help me. Like, you know, hey, I know what y'all saying, bro. Hey, I know we all need some help, but I'll be coming. Hey, man, I need to do this. Swear.
So. Yeah, so last question. I'll find the person. Who do you hate guarding more? Would you rather hate guarding somebody that's a good one-on-one player or a guy that uses a lot of screens? I would
Hold
love.
Hold on. In what situation?
In pickup. Like, if you're on an island and Sharif is like,
oh, no, Sharif, don't do me like that. God. Okay, go ahead.
Or are you a guy that's like, let me guard a Duncan Robinson because he runs off screens a lot? Which.
I'm guarding Duncan, me personally.
Yeah, I am too, because then if I get caught up by the screen, it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, hey, man, you got to help me.
Like, yeah,
you
know, like, bro, where are you at?
I don't like being put on that island. I can slide my feet with the best of them, but eventually if you get put on that island, you know, too many times, of course, you know, you're going to get tossed
up. Right.
So, yeah, if I had to choose, I'm going to go off. I can get through a screen or two.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So with that being said, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next episode. I really want to touch on Black History Month some next time. We didn't really touch on it this much. Okay. But thank you guys for your continued support. Make sure to like, subscribe. Thank you for everything.
Yeah.
And with that being said,
GG's.
GG's.
We out.